On the right, he will forever be the king of conservatism, his presidency the high point of that movement. So what does Donald Trump's presidency represent? Where does conservatism go from here? Where does the Republican Party go from here? Early in the week, I had the opportunity to talk to a man who thinks a lot about these issues, the New York Times columnist, David Brooks.
David Brooks, pleasure to have you on.
Good to be with you.
When you look at Trump and the way he's been governing, the things he's passed, it's kind of a hodgepodge of some things that seem hardcore Republican economic agenda, the repeal of Obamacare. Some of it is the trade protectionism he's always promised. Is there a new conservatism developing?
No, I don't think so. Not in this administration. I think we saw glimmers of it in the campaign. And what Trump understood that a lot of us didn't understand what debate we were having. We grew up in the debate of big government versus small government, whether you want to use government to enhance equality, as Democrats did, or reduce government to enhance freedom, as Republicans did. But in the campaign, Trump said, that's not our debate. As many people, including you, have said, it's open-closed. It's between those who feel the headwinds of globalization blasting in their faces, and they want closed borders, closed trade, security, and those who feel it's pushing at their backs, and they want open trade, open opportunity, and open social mores. And he identified that we're having a new debate now. And what's central to his administration is he hasn't delivered on that. And that's because there are not a lot of Trumpians in the world of policy. And so he hasn't exactly helped the people who've gotten him into office. He staffed his administration to the extent that it is staffed with people who basically believed in the Reagan bargain of 1984, which was, you know, cut tax rates, reduce government regulation. And so I think he opened the door for a new kind of conservatism, but has not fulfilled it. That's for somebody in the future.
So where do Republicans go? When you look at Republican congressmen, politicians, have they looked at that campaign and said, we need to become more populist conservatives? Is that where the party is heading?
Yeah, there was a book that was really useful to read, a short book called The Structure of Scientific Revolutions by Thomas Kuhn. And he said what happens in science, but it's also true in politics, is you get a paradigm. You get a way of looking at the world, Reaganism. That was a paradigm. It works for a little while, and then slowly it detaches from reality, and it's hollow, but nobody knows it. Somebody comes along, punctures it, and it collapses. And that's what Trump did to Reaganism. But then you get this period of chaos where people really haven't relieved the old paradigm, but they don't know what the new one is. And then you get a period of competition of paradigms. And so you, in Republican Party, you're going to get a libertarian paradigm. You're going to get a paleoconservative Pat Buchanan paradigm. You're going to get a whole bunch of different ones, and they will fight it out. And if I had to bet, I would like an Alexander Hamilton, open trade, a lot of immigration, a lot of economic dynamism. But frankly, when I look at the polls, there are not a lot of people who want what I want. The Steve Bannons of the world, that's where a lot of the people are. They're older, they're economically disadvantaged, and they want a national conservatism that will protect them.
And if that is what they want, the party you think will fold? Because to me, what's been really interesting to watch is conservative intellectuals have, by and large, particularly the more prominent ones like you, have stuck true to their ideas and ideals and, you know, been very critical of Trump. I think somebody like George Will essentially got fired from Fox for that reason.
Right.
But the Republican politicians have not. They have all caved and in some way or the other have accommodated themselves to Trump.
Yeah, and either those of us in the intellectual class are hidebound and rigid and we're stuck with our ideas and we're not reflecting reality, or the politicians are craven and they just don't want to lose their job, so they'll go wherever the people are. And that's basically where they are. I think one of the things we've learned and Trump has demonstrated is that parties are not that ideological anymore. Trump ran against a lot of Republican positions and Republicans signed on. What parties are these days are cultural signifiers, social identity markers, and just teams. And people think, what team has people like me on it? What fits my social identity? A lot of people looked around, a lot of suburban women in Missouri looked around and said, Sarah Palin, she's kind of like me. And whether Sarah Palin believed in high tax rates or low tax rates or health insurance markets or other health care policy, that's not what they were thinking about. They were thinking about who's like me. And for a lot of people in the Republican Party, which is older, whiter, and less educated at the core, Trump was like that.
Does that tell you that they will be loyal to him to the end? if these investigations go badly for the president?
Yeah, pretty much. One of the things I think we've learned in spades over the last 20 years is that we in the political class get super excited about scandal. And we think, oh, it's about to tear that person down. But time and time again, when you actually go out to districts where people are voting, it's sort of just a noise in the background. And they're voting the things that they care about, their economics, the healthcare, their education, or they like the person. And so in my conversations with Trump voters, the scandals just don't come up. They think, oh, he's kind of a buffoon or whatever, but at least he's still basically trying to say the right things. And so I don't think it'll have any difference.
And is part of Trump's support that core 35% or so of the country, strengthened every time the media criticizes him? Yeah. Because the last thing they want to do is to give you the satisfaction right. of having been right about Donald Trump.
Yeah, one of the things we learned about the class structure in this country is that people in the lower middle class or people in the working class or people who voted for Trump don't mind billionaires. They do not mind rich people. What they mind are bossy professionals, teachers, lawyers, journalists, who seem to want to tell them what to do or seem to want to tell them how to act. And if you had to pick the classic epitome of that person who most offends them, that would be Hillary Clinton. And so she was exactly the wrong person. And so I find them remarkably stable in their support. There's been some seepage around the edge for Donald Trump, but so far it's just seepage.
David Brooks, pleasure to have you on.
Thank you.
Next on GP.